Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 15. Our drop date is Thursday, April 9th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this evening by the wonderful and talented
Quarter Peep, and guess who we have? Kay Harper. Woohoo!
Hey guys.
Kay came back. She must like us.
You guys didn't scare me away.
Kay, it's great to have you back. And, you know, we were talking a little bit off air. The last time we saw you was at the Josie Music Awards on the red carpet.
Yes, I saw you across the room and I had to make a beeline and make sure I came in at least that high. I kind of interrupted you, but it was good.
Well, I'll tell you what, Quarter Peep, tell your story.
All right, this is my interpretation of what happened. So we were at the, obviously, the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. We just walked out of the gift store. My mom's walking out because, you know, we got to buy, you know, fun stuff. And all of a sudden, I saw this beautiful woman coming up to me and she's like, "Are you Quarter Peep?" And I'm going, "Yeah, like, who are you? Because you look amazing." I mean, I was like starstruck. I'm like, and then you said, "Hey, Harper." And I'm going, "Oh my gosh." Like, I had to have a picture with you right away. And I was just like, I stood there after you left going, "Oh my gosh, you're just cool."
You guys are so sweet. No, that was awesome. I wish I could have chatted more next time.
Next time we will, no question. Yeah. But Kay, I think it kind of is a synopsis of what's been happening. There's, you know, we talked about a year or so ago, and I know we talked a little bit leading up to what was going to be the music festival there in Brooklyn. Unfortunately, didn't occur, but there has been so much that's gone on with you and your career and building up of the new band. Tell us a little bit about what are these exciting changes?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing over the last couple of months has been getting these guys in here. I just needed dedicated artists that would show up for everything. We've got some bigger stuff going on later in the summer I'm super excited about. So we've really just been learning all the songs, getting together, becoming friends, because I think that's important too for your stage presence and how you get along with your bandmates. People see that. So it's, they're awesome guys. They're so talented. They're in a couple other bands you guys might have chatted with before, but it's going to be really nice.
Well, it's exciting, and we know how hard you've been working on everything, and now we have some new music that we're going to get to feature tonight as well, but you said something that kind of triggered me. You said some big things going on this summer. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, well, coming up in April, one of the big things is we're going to be at the Honky Tonk in Jackson. So we've been practicing for that a lot. Fast-paced country songs, honky tonk vibe. I'm actually planning to release my newest song on that date, which is April 24th. So that'll be a really fun date. And then later in the summer, we're going to be in front of the Cascade Falls when those are all lit up.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be on a Thursday family night. And then also, we're going to be, well, one I can't say yet. October 2nd.
Gotcha, we understand that.
The secret. October 2nd, we'll be opening for someone cool at a really awesome event. So that'll be coming soon.
Well, we will stay in touch and we will follow that and we will help break that when it's
Thank
appropriate.
Thank you. Oh, I forgot. We're also going to be at Chelsea Sights and Sounds in July, July 2nd. It'll be, you know, July 4th weekend. It should be a really awesome event, too.
Fantastic. Kay, we're excited about what's going on with you. And we've talked a little bit about the fact that there's some new music out. The first one that we've got queued up is Give Me a Sign. Tell us a little bit about the backstory with this.
So this song came, I've got a lot of other songs I wrote before this, but this one was a long time coming. It's a little bit about faith. I used to be heavily into the church And I had a hard time where I went through divorce. Things weren't looking so great. And I lost my faith a little bit. And over these last couple of years, I've been on my own journey, reestablishing that faith and asking quite often if I'm doing the right thing in my life. Balance is hard. Being a parent is hard. Work, bills, music, trying to do it all. So I just really was asking for a sign from God if I was on the right track.
You're choking us up.
It's this life.
Kay, this is one of the things that we love so much about your music. This is heart and soul. This is what you're experiencing, and you share that with every one of your songs. Let's give this one a listen. This is Give Me a Sign from Kay Harper.
It's so good.
Kay Harper, Give Me a Sign.
I made myself cry.
Kay, there are artists that we have on here, and different people have different effects and different strengths. Your music is so strong. It's powerful. I have a question for you. Now, you mentioned you were looking for a sign. Give me a sign. Wrote the song that way. Did you get a sign?
I just keep getting them. Grand Ole Opry was a sign. Every larger gig that I book is a sign. Like, self-doubt is such a dream killer. And each of these things that just keep adding up, just, it's like, why was I listening to myself all those years? You know, the negative thoughts. Just go for it.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it. And we're excited for you. And there are some great things happening. And we are going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to have more with Kay Harper.
Thanks, guys.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative. Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Kay Harper. She just gave us a sign. We are all recovering now. We've gotten the tissues out of the way. The tears are gone. Kay got to know you about a year ago. We've talked about the great things that are going on. You've got the band together now. Does that change the dynamic as you're writing these new songs?
No, it really just makes it more exciting. Like one of our last practices, I asked to do a couple of my newer songs that are not recorded because I'd like to start doing more originals at my shows. And I don't have those parts written, bass, a guitar lead. I don't have drums written. It's always just me and my acoustic guitar. So it's such a magical moment hearing all those pieces really come together and just their creativity infused with my creativity, us all playing off of each other. Like, that's what music's all about. And it's so fulfilling to hear a song come together like that, you know?
Oh.
That is a huge wow. We've done this now for a couple of years, and we've heard a lot of folks talk about what that process is. That's emotional. That is cool to think about. You've written something, and now everybody else just comes in. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, the hope is, and I got to talk to them about it. Surprise, guys. the hope is when they get to infuse their own creativity into my songs, the ultimate dream would be to let them come in the studio and record with me. Because I think a lot of musicians that play the hired guns behind the singer, they're not always involved in that creative process. And I'd like to give them a shot at it too. There's so much talent right here in Michigan. I don't always need Nashville pros on my tracks. You know what I mean? So that's hopefully coming.
Oh, no question. No question. And you do say you're going to be playing some more of your originals at these shows.
Oh, absolutely. The ultimate dream is to be known more for my originals than just being a cover singer, which nothing against cover singers. We all love what we love.
No.
But
I would like
my soul heard more, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How has it been for you? You've been hustling. You've been really moving. How's the balance been for you?
Balance is so hard. Like I said, I'm a mom. I have two kids. I've got a sophomore in high school who's on varsity baseball. So I'm going to be gone all the time these next 2 months. And then my 8-year-old as well, which he's on the spectrum. So always trying to put his needs first so he can get progressed to where he needs to be. Plus, I am married now. I got married just over a year ago.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And work. And you know how it is. We all are trying to hustle out here.
Now, your songs have been largely about life experiences. Are we going to hear about your kids coming up and something?
For sure. You know, I had a song in my head I wanted to write. You know, just telling them how to be a better man. Like, what if I were to die tomorrow? Kind of instructions to leave for them. So I've been working on that. And then I have a fun song I've written. It's not recorded. It's a silly one, like the housewife's prayer kind of vibe. I want to burn my house down, you know, the dishes piled up in the sink, clothes on the floor. It's just a joke, but you know, moms know.
Hey, we can relate. We can definitely relate. So the next one that we've got queued up, Kay, is Backwoods. Tell us a little bit about this one.
I would love to explain this one. I don't know if everyone understood why I wrote this one and where it was coming from. So originally, a couple years ago, when I first started writing country music, I was heavily influenced by Yellowstone. Remember the craze, the first couple seasons?
Yeah.
And that song list, just, I was like, yes, like that Southern outlaw, country, gritty stuff spoke to my soul. And so I was like, I'm going to start writing some country music. And so Backwoods really fits that aesthetic. But Backwoods is a lot deeper. So this is actually about my ex-stepdad. As a child, I had an abusive stepdad. It was a lot of trauma. I don't want to like dwell on it because this song is really about closing that chapter. This song is about burying the man who abused me. Not literally, don't worry, everybody, but figuratively. Let go of all that and show that he doesn't control me anymore. So that's what Backwoods is really about.
All right. Knowing that, let's give this one a listen. This is Backwoods from Kay Harper. Okay.
Different vibe. Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, I just wrote, and I have my list, the things that we're going to talk about and that sort of thing. And I'm always writing notes and folks see me with the papers rattling around and all this. And after Give Me a Sign, I wrote Strong.
That's okay.
In the middle of... Yeah, there you go. Well, in the middle of Backwoods, I wrote Strong Times 2. That's another really powerful song. And I think, Kay, that's one of the things that defines you as a performer. The last song that we're going to play is Freight Train, which we learned about you with this song. Every one of your songs is powerful.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you've got that drive, and we know that it's your emotion that's coming out in these, and the realism of these stories. These are things that people can relate to. They know what you've been through because they've been through it too.
Yeah. I'm hoping that at least one of my songs, I know not everybody's going to like me and everyone likes you, you know, or your music. Art is subjective. But I really hope that someone at least resonates with one of my songs and feels something and relates to me, because we're all at the end of the day just human and trying to make it. We got to be there for each other. This is my way to be there for people.
Well, you're doing it. And we're very happy to have you with us talking about it as well.
And we are moved. My chair moves, even the dog moved. So
see, that's what's happening. That's what's happening here. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back on the other side with more from Kay Harper. The Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast has a single purpose: offer a platform for the promotion of independent artists. We're a weekly show featuring guests from throughout the United States and Canada, and we're proud to say we are winners of the Best Independent Radio Station from the Michigan Music Awards and a 2025 Josie Music Awards nominee for Best Podcast or Music Radio Show. If you're interested in being a guest on VCS, feel free to contact us at vehiclecitysound.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Kay Harper. We are talking about some very deep, very strong music. We're having a great time here this evening. Kay, where do people find you? You got a lot of great things going on. We know there's folks that are going to want to get out and see you play. Where do they find you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Facebook person. Maybe it's because I'm in my mid-30s. You guys know. Love Facebook. So go to Facebook. I have a calendar pinned to the top of my page with each of my gigs this summer. I'm going to update it. If anything changes, it'll always be updated right there. I post there a lot. I post on Instagram, Kay Harper Official, on everything. TikTok, I post videos, Kay Harper Official. And then my website. If you want to learn more about me, I have a little bit of my story on there, kayharperofficial.com.
All right. Kay, the song that we were first introduced to you by was Freight Train, and I know this one is very personal for you as well. Tell us a little bit about Freight Train.
This is my baby. This was my first song. I have a video of me reacting to being on the radio for the first time. It's just an absolute dream. If I weren't to go any further at this moment in time, I am happy with what I've been able to accomplish, because I never would have thought I would have been nominated for awards at the Josies or had almost 30,000 streams on Freight Train. I'm blown away. This is the story of my life. Staying on track with the load of damaged goods in the back. You know, 18 with no dream, barely, couldn't afford a nice car. And you just keep going forward. Whatever obstacles there are, whatever two-way track splits come up, you just keep going for your destination no matter what.
Well, and honestly, living proof that when you keep moving forward, great things happen, and they are happening for you right now.
Yes, and they can happen for you too. They can happen for anybody. I just hope that little old me, you know, I have self-doubts and self-consciousness, and you can do it. We can do it. Just put your mind to it and believe in yourself just a little, and then put one foot in front of the other and just keep going.
Mm. And be that freight train.
Absolutely.
This is Kay Harper.
She was barely 18. She barely had a dream with a pocket full of change and a rundown beater. Going nowhere. A black sheep trapped with the herd, a finger in the air trying to get the last word. From you win some, you lose some. Which one will she take? And one she breaks, and one she learns to fly.
So that was our original introduction to Kay Harper. That was Freight Train. And Kay, I think the thing to me, which is so cool, is when we first met each other, and this is a little better than a year ago, we were talking and you said, hey, listen, I only have one original song. And is that okay? Of course, we wanted to talk and see how things have gone. But this whole progression for you has been exactly what you were talking about, and don't give up and keep moving forward. You've got a band now, some extremely talented individuals. You're playing some great venues, some great shows. You've got your own new music. You are doing what you were manifesting. It's happening.
You're right. I haven't sat and thought about it, because sometimes when things don't go your way or something happens that, you know, you have a bad gig or you lose a bandmate, you get down on it, but then you look at the bigger picture and everything's working out exactly the way it was supposed to. And as I was hoping for, I'm so blessed.
Well, you're not only blessed, but I think you're an inspiration for a lot of folks that are out there, that if you work hard and this is what you want to do, I had a great friend of mine who's a broadcaster with the Motor Racing Network, Steve Post, and he always said, find what you love doing and find somebody to pay you to do it, and you're never going to work a day in your life. And we're doing this now, and you're doing this, and how great is it, and how blessed are all of we to be on this path? And gosh, I hope young performers, I hope performers that may be facing some challenges are seeing what you're doing and say, hey, look what happened with Kay. Let me keep with this.
I hope. That's I hope so much. You know, I've been hosting an open mic every week here in Jackson, every Tuesday. And there was a young singer that came in the other night. Was today Wednesday? Last night. And he was only 16 and he had an amazing voice. And I told him that. I said, if you really want to do this, if you have a passion for this, don't wait another day. Start now. Go to the mall and play for people. If this is what you want, you can do it. And I hope that other people hear that too.
Well, Kay, you've certainly been an inspiration to us. We love having you on the program. And keep in touch. Let us know what's happening. There's going to be, I know, 30 new songs coming out here in the next several years, and we want to hear every single one of them. Kay Harper, thank you so much for joining us on the Vehicle City Sound Podcast.
Thank you both for having me, and thank you for everything you do for the music community around here in Michigan. You guys are awesome. Oh.
Thank you so much. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Corey McCahill.
We're looking forward to that. Hey, folks, that's a wrap on tonight's show. If you know more performers like Kay Harper that you want us to be talking to, drop us a note at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's our email address. We also are going a lot of places, doing a lot of things just like Kay is. So if you want to know where we're going to be, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. You can find us there. And please consider subscribing to us on YouTube. We really appreciate all the support we've gotten on all the platforms. Thank you all so much. Kay, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you guys so much.
Hey, everybody. Do good things.